says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run.
Those can't make us run. We are on January 24th, 2017. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. It's always live. You're with us live with your calls. George, with us from Maryland. I hope you're in one piece, George.
Hey, James. Looks like you're going to get a pipeline up your way, mate.
Yes. We'll talk about it in the show today, folks. Donald Trump has pushed through the Keystone Pipeline and all sorts of things. Boy, the orders are lined up. Those folders are lined up on his Oval Office desk as he signs away boxes full of pens to undo the damage of so many years. And we'll bring you some of that good news today. And it's all good news. I can't think of any bad news today. Well, there was one piece of bad news. What they call the Supreme Court in Britain dealt a blow against Brexit. We may have a chance to talk about that. Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, is coming to America this week, so we'll surely talk about her meetings with President Trump. Pat Buchanan has a great column out today entitled New President, New World. And everybody's getting it the same way. All the people who are in the know and who have their heads screwed on straight. Pat Buchanan's got it. Ann Coulter's got it. Peggy Noonan has got it. It's a whole new world that we're in. And Trump there. Actually, let me get Buchanan's latest column here. It's I'll grab that in a bit. But let's go to some more good news. Wow. Of course, everybody, we were very happy when Donald Trump picked Bannon as his top advisor, who was the editor of Breitbart. Well, now we got some more news today. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Breitbart senior national security editor and author of the best-selling book Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, is joining the White House team. And more good news, another one of these stories. Let me see if I can find this one. There's so many. I've got them lined up here all across the top of my page. Paul Ryan's allies are alarmed and angered by Donald Trump's selection of another Breitbart person, 25-year-old Julia Hahn. Let's read the story. The latest addition to Donald Trump's team of advisors, 25-year-old Breitbart reporter Julia Hahn, may strike fear in the hearts of House Speaker Paul Ryan and his allies. according to a story by Robert Costa in the Washington Post. Now, by the way, I'm reading this off of Breitbart.com. So you got to know they thought long and hard before posting this. So this is carefully thought out from the source itself. Han is on her way to join President Donald Trump's White House team as a senior advisor to the president, working under Chief White House Strategist Stephen K. Bannon. Bannon was executive chairman of Breitbart News. The Post's Costa quotes anonymous House Republicans and people close to Ryan who are worried, quote, while Han will serve in a mid-level role as a special assistant to the president, her hiring alarmed and angered several allies of Ryan who expressed concern Monday about what they see as a brazen move by Bannon that threatened the fragile comity between Trump and Congress and brightly underscored the Trump team's insouciance about enlisting Ryan's fiercest critic. Privately, a number of House Republicans told the Washington Post that Han's involvement signaled Bannon's plans to possibly put her to use against them, writing searing commentaries about elected Republican leaders to ram through Trump's legislative priorities and agitate the party's base if necessary. Peter Wenner, a Ryan ally and establishment Republican who previously served in the prior administration, bashed Han. Let's get used to her name, folks. Let me remember here. Julia Han. Bashed her in the Post article. Here's Wenner says, this is obviously a provocative act and clearly an intentional act, Wenner said. Bannon is willing to napalm the bridges with congressional Republicans, unquote.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the napalm the bridges. That's strong language, folks. Stuart Stevens, a GOP establishment consultant and failed campaign manager for the failed 2012 GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney, interesting choice of words by Breitbart, also bashed Han and Bannon, saying that, quote, Bannon has been at war with the Republican Party, and that hasn't changed with Han's hire, unquote. Top Trump allies, however, like best-selling author and conservative columnist Ann Coulter, view Han's hiring as a major win. That's what we're saying here.
That's what we're saying here, too.
Yeah. And then let's quote Ann. She says, as far as I can tell, she is only the third or fourth member of the Trump administration who actually supports Trump on his main issues, immigration, trade, and no more war, unquote, Coulter said. And Costa, the Post writer, adds that this all happens on the backdrop of the globalist, elitist versus nationalist, populist battle happening inside the administration. The article identified Bannon, policy and speech writing wunderkind Stephen Miller, and Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, Trump's nominee for attorney general, as the populist nationalist wing of the Donald Trump White House. So there we go, folks. Battle lines are being formed, as our break song informs us. And there we have it. Stephen Miller, we've heard him giving speeches on this show. Bannon, Jeff Sessions, and now we add Julia Han. And also, we're adding Sebastian Gorka, who escaped from Hungary during the 1956 uprising and has held a bunch of senior positions and has written this book, Defeating Jihad, the Winnable War. I'm looking at the cover of that. I'll have to familiarize myself with that. Sebastian Gorka, he was, doesn't give his birth date, and but his family escaped from Hungary in 56, born and raised in the UK, where he attended St. Benedict's School, Ealing. And married, let's see. Well, he has all kinds of academic distinctions. I forgot about you folks out there in the audience. This is a call-in show. We always take live calls. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So you can call in now. We'll take your calls. I'm going to go back to Buchanan.org. If you don't have Buchanan.org on your favorites and your bookmarks, you missed it. Here is the latest column from Buchanan. I told you about New President, New World. That's his penultimate column. That's the last before. But his new one, where is that? I must have taken it upstairs with me and was reading it up there. I'll print out a new one. It's Trump, America for the Americans. And I'll launch into that a little bit. As the patriotic pageantry, this is today, of Inauguration Day gave way to the demonstrations of defiance Saturday, our new America came into view. We are two nations now. Two peoples. Though bracing, President Trump's inaugural address was rooted in cold truths as he dispensed with the customary idealism of inaugurals that are forgotten. I like that choice.
Well said.
Let's see here. Let me find my place in that. Forgotten. Are forgotten within a fortnight of the president being sworn in. Trump's inaugural was Jacksonian. He was speaking to and for the forgotten Americans whose hopes he embodies, the audience of this show.
That's us.
Pledging to be their champion against those who abandon them in pursuit of higher, grander, nobler causes. I'm sure that's said ironically, declared Trump, quote, for too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed, unquote. Is this not true? Asked Pat Buchanan. American wages have stagnated as scores of thousands of factories were shut down or shipped abroad. Five of the six wealthiest counties in the U.S. today, measured by median household income, are the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Inaugurals should lift us up, wailed the media. Caterwauled the media, George.
Caterwauling.
This inaugural, the media said, was, quote, dark, unquote. Remember, Steve Bannon said during the primaries, dark is good. And Trump did paint a grim picture of, quote, mothers and children. This is Trump speaking now. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities, rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation, an education system flush with cash, but which leaves our students deprived of all knowledge. Ooh, that's pretty good. And the crime and the gangs and the drugs, unquote. But is this not, asks Buchanan, also a reality of America 2017? Indeed, it carries echoes of, let's see, I'm going to skip a little bit here. Some of the recoil to Trump's speech is surely traceable to an awareness by those covering and commenting upon it that this was a searing indictment of them and their own ruling class. With America's political elite sitting behind him, right there on the podium there, on the steps of the west steps of the Capitol building, Trump accused them of enriching, quote, foreign industry, unquote, not ours, of subsidizing other countries' armies but neglecting our own, of defending other nations' borders while leaving America's borders unprotected. Then, in the line that will give his address its name in history, he declared, from this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
I heard it. We weren't dreaming, James.
Yeah. Prediction, writes Buchanan, Trump's America First inaugural will be recalled as the most controversial, but will be among the most remembered. What did Trump mean by America First? quoting Trump, every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families, unquote. Buchanan says, what does it mean for the world? Trump, we will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world, but we do so with the understanding that it is the right of other nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow, unquote. Denounced as isolationism, this is an old and great tradition. John Quincy Adams declared, quote, wherever the standard of freedom and independence has been or shall be unfurled, there will America's hearts, her benedictions and her prayers be. But she goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She is the well-wisher of the freedom and independence of all. She is the champion and vindicator only of her own. Boy, that's good stuff. When the Hungarian patriot Louis Kossuth came to America seeking aid for the revolution of 1848, Henry Clay told him, quote, far better is it for ourselves, for Hungary and for the cause of liberty, that avoiding the distant wars of Europe, we should keep our lamp burning brightly on the western shore as a light to all nations, than to hazard its utter extinction among the ruins of fallen or falling republics in Europe, unquote. The charge of isolationist was thrown in the face of Clay, but he prevailed, and America stayed out of Europe's wars until 1917, when Woodrow Wilson fatefully plunged us in. What Trump was saying in his inaugural is that we will offer our free and independent republic as an example to other nations, but it is not our providential mission to reshape the world in our image. Quote, we will reinforce old alliances, unquote, that are in our interests, Trump declared, but we are approaching the end of an era where we fought other nations' wars and paid other nations' bills. Now, there's a note, an undertone there that applies to the state of Israel, folks, and as well as all the other countries of the world. But we're not going to fight other people's wars, and that's got Iraq spelled all over it. We will no longer bleed and bankrupt our country for the benefit of others. Henceforth, America will be of, by, and for Americans. Oh, that's Buchanan. Hard to tell the two men apart. That's Buchanan writing there. And he ends his column, is that not what the nations voted, what the nation voted for?
Sure what we voted for, James.
So a great column from Pat Buchanan today. Let me just check and see if we've got some callers here. I'm going to check my message board. It says, let's see here. Tom in Florida has been holding since yesterday. Okay, Tom. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, James. First off, I was watching now, they're trying to railroad Jeff Sessions, these Democrats, and it's really driving them bonkers that he's going to be confirmed. But they're going to try to throw all the roadblocks and obstacles they can. But when Sessions does get in there as Attorney General, you're going to see something, I think, that you haven't seen in this country in decades. What's really going to happen once he takes the leadership position of the Attorney General. But James, I want something that I like for everybody in your audience that to try to do, and maybe RBN should try to do it. Why don't we put the pressure on Bill Clinton and Hillary to report on this son of his, Danny Williams, and let's see Maury Povich or one of these talk show hosts will get a DNA done with Bill Clinton and Danny Williams. Can you imagine if it comes out that Danny Williams is Clinton's kid on national TV, what these Democrats will do? They'll be banging their heads against the wall for the next 100 years. Can you imagine James?
Oh, yeah. Tom, thank you. And thank you for your patience. We got a break coming up. We're gonna go to Laura right after the break. Stay tuned.
Just a bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, folks. We're going to go now to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on the air.
How you doing? I wanted to talk about the press conference this morning. The media kept asking Sean Spicer about the election. See, the problem is people have been told it's a democracy, which a democracy is mobocracy, which means most votes win. I want him to just say to them, it's a constitutional republic. President Trump won the election of our constitutional republic by the laws of our republic. You know, well, he keeps using the word democracy, and it makes me mad.
Yes, and Laura, hypocrisy is thy name, media, because if Donald Trump had won the popular vote and Hillary had won in the Electoral College by the big margin that Trump did, you wouldn't be hearing any objections from the media. And point one. Point number two, and Trump has made this very clear, if we did in fact have a popular vote election, nothing particularly, you know, inherently wrong with that. If we did have a popular vote election, I like the Republican model better, but Trump would have campaigned very differently. He said this very clearly. If it were a popular vote election, I would have been all over California, where he didn't go at all, practically, except to go out to a couple illegal alien riots in Costa Mesa and Santa Ana, Anaheim and San Diego. He would have been all over New York. He would have been all over Texas. He didn't campaign in those places because, in fact, it was an electoral vote election. He knows that. Hillary knows that. And that's why they both campaigned in the swing states that would determine the electoral outcome. So Donald Trump won the election that we held. He didn't win another kind of election. Had we held that other kind of election, he would have won that as well. So, yeah, this is just hypocrisy, Laura. Good that you point this out.
But I wish Sean would just stop using the word democracy and use constitutional republic. I'm even teaching my grandchildren, whenever you hear somebody say democracy, what do you say? They go, constitutional republic.
There you go.
That's good.
So thank you, Laura.
We all teach our kids to do that. Okay, thank you.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you, Laura. We're going to go to George in Texas in a moment, but let me throw another article into the mix here. Good news. Populist Revolution. This is at Breitbart.com, and we're going to be hearing that name a lot, folks, because guess what? Breitbart's going to replace a bunch of the garbage media that we've had to use in the past.
Good riddance.
This website, republicbroadcasting.org, another such website replacing these failed and failing news outlets, fake news outlets. Here it is, Breitbart's headline, Populist Revolution, Trump Meets with Union Leaders on Day One. Oh, that's the wrong story. We'll talk about that. That was a great story. But let's go to the one I wanted, which is... Coming up. I've almost got it here. Oops, I just closed one. Here we go. Rasmussen, this is at Breitbart. Rasmussen reports President Trump's approval index booms since inauguration. Here's the story. While the media may be continuing their attacks on him, as Laura described, President Donald Trump is off to a strong start with the American people, according to his approval rating index from Rasmussen reports. In the 4 days since his inauguration on January 20th, President Trump's approval index has boomed upward a whopping 7 points. Back on January 20th, inauguration day, Trump's approval index was plus 2 points. That is, he was 2 points more popular than unpopular. Now, 4 days later, it's plus 9 points after being plus 4 points on Monday. So that's a steep rise, folks. At this time, writes Rasmussen, writes Breitbart. At this time, 42% of the nation strongly approves of what President Trump is doing, while only 33% strongly disapprove. And overall, 57% approve of the president, while just 43% disapprove. So he's already topping Obama's performance there. Trump's approval rating boom comes after a series of executive actions, including one that killed the highly unpopular TPP Trans-Pacific Partnership. We'll pause right there, put our finger in that spot, and come back to it right after this break. And we'll also come back to George in Texas. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we're about to hear from George in Texas. Let me finish this article we were reading, which find my spot here. President Trump's approval rating has boomed since the inauguration. It's booming after a series of executive orders. There were more of those today, folks. He ended the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. And one that reinstated the Mexico City policy of international organizations that receive federal funding being prevented from conducting abortions, and a hiring freeze on federal workers except the military. All of that is in addition to other executive actions targeting the individual mandate in Obamacare and another that puts a freeze on new federal regulations, as well as new ones opening up the Dakota Access Pipeline, that's up here in North Dakota, and the Keystone XL Pipeline, along with plans to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. And then finally, Trump's efforts have earned him early crucial praise from labor union leaders like the AFL-CIO's Richard Trumka and the Teamsters' Jimmy Hoffa Jr. So, very nice there, George.
Not bad for the first 3 days, huh?
Let's go to, let us see, I think we're in Texas here, and our caller is George in Texas. You're on the air, George.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Yes. You know the thing I call the Trans-Pacific Partnership? I call it the Trans-Pacific Plunder. That's all it was. But anyway, getting back, you know the thing, the difference between the Trump transition team and all the previous administrations I witnessed in my lifetime is as soon as they were in transition, they started to flip-flop and backpedal and everything. Trump never did that. He stuck to his guns, and when he got sworn in, he hit the ground running, carrying out what he said he would do. And that's something I haven't seen in my lifetime.
Yes. The labor leaders that he met with yesterday, they said exactly that, George, that they were shocked, and it was wonderful. It was, what was their word? Incredible. They love what Donald Trump is doing.
And that's the first real president in 150 years.
Well, also, everybody's scenario, Trump hasn't done anything about the border or immigration yet. Well, the thing is, they just sworn in the new Homeland Security Secretary, and the thing is, to secure the border and start the deportation of criminals, I think they strategically, I mean, it's a strategic thing. They got to have the resources, and that's another thing I think is holding up on securing the border, is that you got to have the resources, you got to allocate the resources in the right place to secure that border. But I hope he deports them, those Middle Eastern refugees, which are not Syrians. I'll tell you that right now. Because I want them out of here.
Yeah, not because, and of course, go ahead.
And the thing is, if everybody who gets Twitter on their phone, you know, if we can't deport them, you know what we can do with these Syrian refugees? We can at least quarantine them for one reason. They're bringing diseases over here that have not been in this country for decades.
Ooh, true and politically incorrect, Mr. George. I'm really digging your call.
Well, I got to say, a tweet that, and also a tweet like, pardon Cliven Bundy and his sons, you know, because they're still in jail. I mean, Cliven Bundy shouldn't be in prison.
Yes.
And the Hammonds that have been convicted under double jeopardy.
Yes. Well, President Trump is hearing you, George, because here we go. Here's a story from Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to sign several executive orders on Wednesday, tomorrow, restricting immigration from Syria and six other Middle Eastern or African countries, according to several congressional aides and immigration experts briefed on the matter. Ooh, we're getting down to brass tacks now, folks. Yeah, he's going to name them now. We're going to get names and numbers now. In addition,
oh, it's profiling, James.
Yeah. In addition,
another thing about
George, hang on. I got to go with this list here. In addition to Syria, Trump's orders are expected to temporarily restrict access to the United States for most refugees. For most refugees. Period. Another order will block visas from being issued at all to those from, here's the lucky six, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, hooray, Sudan, and Yemen, said the aides and experts who asked not to be identified. Oh, George, tears are welling up in my eyes. This is so beautiful. The restriction on refugees, the restrictions are likely to include a multi-month ban on admission from all countries. Until the State Department. Yeah, finally, until the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security can make the vetting process more rigorous. Stephen Legomsky, a former chief counsel of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in the Obama administration, said the president has the authority to limit refugee admissions and the issuance of visas to specific countries if it is determined to be in the public's interest. I'll skip. He's saying it's okay, so who cares what he thinks? Let's skip down. The Republican president was expected to sign the orders at the headquarters of the Department of Homeland Security, whose responsibilities include immigration and border security. Skipping down, both Trump and his nominee for Attorney General, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, have since said they would focus the restrictions on countries whose emigres could pose a threat rather than placing a ban on people who follow a specific religion. Detractors, blah, blah, blah. Detractors could launch legal challenges to the moves if all the countries subject to the ban are Muslim-majority nations. That's the maneuver that Trump is making there, said immigration expert Hiroshi Motomura at the UCLA School of Law. Legal arguments could claim the executive orders discriminate against a particular religion, which would be unconstitutional, he said. So notice that Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions are ahead of all of that. So they're not going to just ban all countries with Muslim populations. They're too smart for that.
Just most of them.
Just most of them, yeah. To block entry from the designated countries, Trump is likely to instruct the State Department to stop issuing visas to people from those nations. He could also instruct Customs and Border Protection to stop any current visa holders from those countries from entering the United States. So, folks, that could take effect right now. That's beautiful. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said on Tuesday today that the State and Homeland Security departments would work on the vetting process once Trump's nominee to head the State Department, Rex Tillerson, is installed. And, you know, look at the speed here. You know, before the department heads are even installed, Donald Trump is going ahead, you know, full throttle. Other measures may include directing all agencies to finish work on a biometric identification system. Oh, I like that. For non-citizens entering and exiting the United States. In other words, folks, a scientific, reliable way of telling who the clown in front of you really is. and a crackdown on immigrants fraudulently receiving government benefits. To restrict illegal immigration, Trump has promised to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border and to deport illegal migrants living inside the U.S. Trump is also expected to swear in his new Secretary of Homeland Security, retired Marine Corps General John Kelly, tomorrow. So we'll have that piece of good news to report.
Yeah, John, welcome to the party.
Yeah.
About Paul Ryan, I have a feeling he's going to be bonnered. You know what that means?
Yeah. Yes. It's, walk the plank.
I mean, because his arrogance. He says he's telling the illegals, you don't have to go and all that stuff. He's sitting there stabbing Donald Trump in the back after Donald Trump endorsed him for his reelection and stabs him in the back. And I think he's going to be bonnered. I think. They're going to pressure the congressman to give a vote of no confidence to him. I mean, I don't want a Speaker of the House that necessarily agrees 100% of Donald Trump, but I just want a Speaker of the House that's going to follow proper parliamentary procedure to make sure the people House passes the laws of the people and not allow his personal agenda to get in the way.
Yeah, I'm with Sean Hannity. Back when Paul Ryan, recall this, folks, this, so much has happened so fast. Back when Paul Ryan refused to endorse Donald Trump for president, remember that, folks? Paul Ryan couldn't find it in himself to endorse Donald Trump. Well, at that time, Sean Hannity on the air said, Paul Ryan's got to go. Ooh, very. I liked that statement from Sean Hannity months ago. And then Paul Ryan... Then later, in a weaselly way, he came around and, you know, during the general election towards the end, he supported Donald Trump, he said. But I'm with you, George. It all looks kind of faked from Paul Ryan. And I think Sean Hannity got it right. Hannity said on his show just a couple nights ago, he said, "I'm not able to get Paul Ryan on my show lately."
I got one more thing before I go, and it is, I thank you for you ladies at the Women's March last weekend. You really made us look, you really made our side look great. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
She's right. Thank you, Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna. Well, you know, we can't even use the words, the language she used, but, you know, people say that Donald Trump's inaugural address will be made. We just read that. It will be remembered for the phrase America first. What two words will Madonna's address to the world be remembered by? I can't repeat them on the air, folks, but she repeated those two words consecutively. If you didn't hear it the first time, she told you again. And she was talking to, I guess, all of us. Who were you addressing, Madonna, when you said blank, blank? the two words that normally accompanied by a middle finger gesture. And she was addressing all of us. And yes, George, thank you, Madonna. Thank you. You just marginalized yourself and all the people like you. And then Ashley Judd did a similar thing in a similar hysterical presentation. And they were bookends on the presentation between the two of them, which was a pathetic performance by Michael Moore.
he needs some Jenny Craig really bad.
But you notice, that's why I brought that story in, that Rasmussen, they're on it. They're covering the changes in Donald Trump's popularity day by day. In 4 days, and since the performances by Madonna and Michael Moore and Ashley Judd, Donald Trump has zoomed up his plus rating is now 9, up from 2. He's gone up 7 points in 4 days. That's a very nice, steep, upward graph. Let's see, what other neat things have we got here that we can report on tonight?
The press was all up on his Supreme Court potential nominee.
Okay, give us that story.
Well, I'm going to have to do more research. All I know is that was up all over the...
My last information is, you know, that people were hoping Judge Napolitano would be, a nominee. But you can be sure, folks, and this is what great with this. We find out today with this, the influx of Stephen Bannon people into Trump's inner circle. Well, the nominees from Trump are going to be very well thought out, very strategic choices. Now, one of the people that really helped in the primaries and helped elect Donald Trump was Gary Byrne, who wrote a book we covered on this show and called Crisis of Character. A White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. And he said today, he spoke with Breitbart again. See, the Breitbart's getting the interview here. We're not reporting on anything that, what's his name, Wolf Blitzer interviewed. He spoke with Breitbart, and he said the Secret Service will investigate Madonna for her blowing up the White House comment. And as Breitbart News reports, the U.S. Secret Service will reportedly open an investigation into Madonna after the singer told demonstrators at the Women's March on Washington Saturday that she has often thought of blowing up the White House. And Byrne makes the point, I'll just paraphrase it, that there are two issues here. Is Madonna going to blow up the White House? The Secret Service will be interested in that. They're also, though, interested in when you suggest something like that, if you're a very famous figure and you talk about blowing something or somebody up, you are egging on all kinds of unstable people, which I guess is what left-wingers are. And be that's very serious. So Madonna, she has some orange pants. They look like prison suit pants, actually. She's got half of her outfit on here at the Washington rally. She just needs an orange top to finish out the ensemble, and then she's ready for prison. And you know, notice that Hillary did not get a pardon. So, boy, that's still on the agenda.
Interesting times, James. There is one guy I'm watching closely here. Is it? Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
Potentially, are going to have a Treasury Secretary named Secretary Munchkin, and been watching closely what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Folks, it's time for our last break. We'll have a segment after that, and JP in California will be up next. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks.
What I
got this last segment. I'll give you another headline that's reaching millions of Americans. And didn't used to be that the tabloids were the shopping market tabloids were important in the news cycle, but they are now because they're telling the truth about Donald Trump and about the Patriot scene. And they are supplanting the fake, the truly fake news, which really they really are tabloids. So Blitzer and the New York Times and the Post and the Los Angeles Times, they're running a con racket here. They are not serious newsmen, and folks are finding that out now. The National Enquirer on your check stand racks right now says that Donald Trump has got a hit list or a blacklist of people that he is going to get even with for their sad performance during the election, they don't cite Trump as a source for this. They, you know, the Enquirer comes up with their own sources, which have been pretty darn good. But they have on that list, I forgot the fourth person, but it's Jeff Flake, Senator Lindsey Graham, and John McCain are three that I remember. I looked at it this morning at the shopping.
It's a pretty good start.
Yeah, it's Laura Ingraham. Ingram has called those three the something, the evil triumvirate or something. And the fourth one, I'll look again and I'll have it for you tomorrow. But here we are in our last segment, and we're just going to have a kind of close out here. Let me just see if I've got any callers I need to wave in. Do I have a caller? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. JP, you're on the air.
Hi, guys, the two amigos.
All right.
Just a short question to you. I heard on Mike Riviero broadcast that there was actually an executive order called the American Sovereignty Restoration. It is supposed to cancel the alliance with the UN. Have you heard of it?
I haven't, but that's a bombshell. I'll dig up on it. And anybody out there in our audience, JP, you are like the great folks in our audience bringing stories onto the air.
It removes its headquarters from the U.S. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right. JP, man, I hope I live long enough to see it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's supposed to take effect in 2 years after it's signed.
All right.
Well, I'm sure Donald Trump can convert the UN building into a useful hotel. With that, we will sign off. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Donald Trump, as will be the case for the next 8 years, will be so far ahead of us, we'll be breathless trying to keep up. See you tomorrow night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.